8:35, Hudson Live Focus Live on the Beacon. So it was not an illusion. He really was here. Hey, Ryan Dutcher, how you doing?
How you doing, Tom? So good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a while. You pop your head in here once in a while.
Once in a while I do, and I'm glad to see you. I love that shirt you're wearing right now.
Thank you. I get lots of comments about this.
Very festive.
You know what? I was thinking about, you know, Diva likes this shirt, and I was thinking about maybe I should gift it to him. He was commenting about it this morning here.
It is a great shirt, though. Very colorful.
So what's your latest venture?
So I am doing one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. If you know what I do, I'm an illusionist by trade, right? I do magic professionally. I travel the country performing shows. And as a kid, I always wanted to be an actor. And I kept getting brought into the role of magic and this, that, and the other thing. And so I was like, one day I'll get back into acting. And that day has come. I am currently playing Phil Connors in Groundhog Day the Musical.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck. And it is an absolute blast. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I'm on the stage for 90% of the show.
Wow.
Every other line, I mean, it's wild. I didn't think I could memorize this many lines. And I am singing, which I'm not a singer. I can sing. Karaoke and the shower are my real audiences. But, you know, if you want to see something different, totally come to the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck. It runs from now until the first weekend of September, which I believe is the 6th. Is Sunday the 6th?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. Yeah. It
I
is.
Should know
it is.
This, but it, I'm really not prepared. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I know
it is.
It is the 6th.
It runs until Sunday, September 6th. Tickets are only $30 to come see a 2.5-3 hour musical, which is absolutely amazing. It's put on by Up in One Productions. My co-star, Brittany Balte, is absolutely phenomenal, and everybody. Dwayne Joseph Olson, the director, Maria Coppola, the choreographer. It's just a really fun time. And who doesn't want to come see a winter musical in August?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, yeah, it's getting you ready. No, but it has all of the comedy elements. If you loved Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day, that's the character I play. And it's a lot of fun. It's darker than I thought it was, but it's very funny.
How so, Ryan Dutcher?
I think in Act 2, they kind of go down a rabbit hole, right? Remember, he tries to take his life a bunch of times, but can't.
Oh, yes,
he realizes
yes, yes.
He can't do that.
Yes.
And so, like, you know, they play into it a little more. And obviously, it's a musical, so they're a little more drama. So there's a beautiful song called Hope that is, you know, really great that's in the second act. And it's just a lot of fun. It's probably one of the most technical shows we've done.
How did you get involved with this?
So I'm involved in the Society of American Magicians.
Right,
and
I knew that.
Yep, and so they do an annual show there as a fundraiser. And this was probably back in like 2015. And I started falling in love with the theater. It's a beautiful space. It's technically driven. They've got a lot of really cool stuff. So I fell in love with them, and then I started doing shows there, and then I started to audition. I've done a couple shows with them, smaller, definitely way smaller roles and things like that. And, yeah, so I'm just heavily involved now. And I think what happens is I think community theater is like the heartbeat of theater.
Right.
Because either you start there, right, and you learn and you gain your roots and all of that, or as soon as you've become established, you usually either retire or pay it forward by going back and helping and donating and doing things. So I'm involved a lot on that aspect, right? If a show needs something, you know, I work a lot in the theater industry, so I have a lot of equipment, and if they ever need anything, I always pay it forward and give it back, just like I do with the high schools around here. But so that's my involvement, you know, just paying it forward. And now I went out on a limb and I auditioned and I got the role, and it's, let me tell you, Tom, there is my, you know how like you always say, oh, I can't fit anymore in my brain, my hard drive is full.
Yeah.
I fully experienced that. Like at one point I was trying to learn the lines and the monologues and all of that, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And I was like, man, maybe this isn't right.
Oh,
and I guess I got rid of some other things. So there's other things in my brain that are gone.
Made room in your brain.
I made room
huh?
in the hard drive, and I'm doing it. And it's a lot of fun. And I just can't speak how much talent is in the Hudson Valley. So if you get a chance,
no, that's true.
Performing Arts, the Center for Performing Arts.org or RyanDutcher.com to grab tickets. You're not going to, I promise you.
How long does the show run?
It runs, it's about 2.5-3 hours long, and it runs until September 6th. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And here's the best part. If you're listening right now and you're like, ooh, Rhinebeck might be too far, or maybe Rhinebeck's around the corner from you. If you think that, we have two matinees. So we do Saturday and Sunday matinees. So you're out before it gets dark. So if you're worried about driving in the dark. And it's an intimate theater. It's 165 seats. That's it. So, like, there's no bad seat in the house.
Not like the new Buffalo Bills stadium up in up there, right?
Yeah, you better get some binoculars if you want to see.
No, you can't even. You need X-ray vision for some of those seats. That the way they put the stairways there and all, just. So actually, folks, if you visit centerforperformingarts.org. You will see there's Ryan with a very puzzled look on his face on this promo picture there. And who's the individual with you there?
Let me see which one you're looking at. That is KT, who plays Buster, the head honcho of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, KT Ryan, phenomenal actor, like absolutely fantastic. Come see the show. I'm telling you, it's the most talented people I've seen.
So, Ryan Dutcher, one of the things about this, and you touched on it a minute ago, for the people who are on stage, all of the other folks that are behind the scenes, the lighting, the sound, the costumes, the sets and all, it really is a great opportunity for people to get together and, you know, make the magic happen.
Yeah, in full. Yeah, it is magic happening on stage, right? Like, and it takes a village. It is not one person. I mean, you know, I did the projection design for the show, and so I stayed at the theater for two straight nights all the way through, trying to finish everything because I learned that magic might not be real. You can't be in two places at once. So I couldn't be on stage practicing, rehearsing with everybody, and then also be looking at the projections. So I would stay extra and do all of that and just come experience it. If you've never been to a theater, come out. It is fantastic. I'm raving only because of the people involved, and my heart is in this theater. You know, I've done stuff with County Players as well, which is in Wappingers. It's all fantastic. Support local theater and local entertainment. Otherwise, it's going to disappear.
And our, you know, high schools that'll be having their fall and spring productions and all.
That's how I got my start.
Exactly. So lots of things. Are you still doing anything over at the Headless Horseman?
I am. I actually this is breaking news. You'll be the first to know. I just signed another 4-year contract, so I'll be there for the next 4 years.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love Headless Horseman, Hayrides and Haunted Houses. You know, best haunted attraction in the country. I've been there for, I think 2012 was my first year.
Michael's still there.
Michael is still there. Well, Michael and wife. Nancy are fantastic. Yeah, the brains behind the operation, they're great.
I think I'll call them up and go visit them.
Come.
I actually spend a fair amount of time over there because my daughter and son-in-law are building a house right down the road.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
So,
yeah, you should go visit him.
Yeah,
he's up there hanging out in the office.
So we were over there. Oh man, I don't know how long ago it was. We took granddaughter Ava and one of her friends over there one afternoon, and my wife, me, daughter, and her friend, and Michael graciously spent, I don't know, like 2 hours on one of the, you know, ATVs, and we looked
drove around the property?
All the property and
he
all
loves doing that.
All the back
but he
lot
is the
stuff.
Best. Yeah.
So and it's just that was the season we had so damn much rain. Oh man, they got
plummeted. Yeah.
But
rain is not always great for an outdoor attraction.
No. But you know, Ryan, I'll let you duck out of here, but you know, I was saying earlier this morning, so many people underestimate their ability to do something. Encouraging individuals to take that step, to push through the invisible wall that holds us back. And sometimes we're our own worst enemies.
Oh, I say it all the time. Yeah, I think it's the most important thing. If you're struggling with something, keep pushing yourself. You'll achieve it. I mean, if I gave up on magic from a kid being picked on at school for doing it, then teachers telling me I needed to get a real job to, you know, obviously just general rejection within the industry.
Right.
You know, I keep pushing, and now, you know, I'm Saturday Night Live's magic consultant.
So wasn't there Mr. Milanese from Milanese Restaurant?
Santino. Sorry, Santini is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And a landscaping company. Yeah. Anyway, Santino over at Milanese, wonderful. The Society of American Magicians still meets the second Tuesday of every month.
That's what
and,
I thought.
He is a magician as well, so he lets us use the restaurant. Yeah. Aldo, his whole, all the brothers are great.
All these little tidbits of information have been filed
That's
away
so
up
wild.
Here for.
Yeah, see, you've got room.
So,
but if you're interested in magic, come. We meet, it'll be the second Tuesday of September.
Are you ready to share some of those magic tricks with you?
I mean, if you come to the club, you get magic. That's how it works. Okay. If you show up, that's the only way you get. That's the only way you get the secrets.
What did you ask me one time? Can I keep a secret?
Oh, you did. You said you wanted to know, and I said, "Can you keep a secret?" I love that you remember that, and I said, "So can I."
Oh, thank you very much for stopping by, Ryan Dutcher, and in the performance. I can't believe it. September 6th is going to be here before we know it.
Oh my gosh,
please,
it's going
folks,
so fast.
Get out there. CenterForPerformingArts.org. Quick break, and then wrap it up on this Thursday morning here on the Beacon.